أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما كان لنبي أن يغل ومن يغل يأتي بما غل يوم القيامة ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We were reading about the incidents of the battle of Uhud particularly. And in there it came that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should show kindness to the Sahaba instead of the error that they had made. And consequently Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did accordingly to that. And then Allah tabaraka ta'ala explained, when that is the case and Allah is on your side, nobody can overcome you. And make mashura also with the Sahaba, but don't depend on the mashura, depend only on Allah. And in all matters, our trust must be only on Allah Ta'ala. We will use all the means which is sunnah to use, like eating, having a shop, our income, taking medicine, all that is permissible. But never put your trust in that. The doer is only Allah Ta'ala. When that is the lofty status of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he should make mashura with the Sahaba, put his full trust in Allah Ta'ala, then Allah explains another position of his high position. That is, Nabi of Allah Ta'ala is so pure and so clean that in all his matters, even with regard to the amanat and the trust which comes for the Muslims, the booty of war, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam distributes it also perfectly. This ayat, and the occasion of the revelation, there are different versions. One is that it was revealed on the occasion of the battle of Badr. That is the first battle of Islam, the battle before the battle of Uhud, which we are discussing. In there, from the spoils of war, the booty of war, one person, a munafiq, he said that a certain scarf is missing, and na'uzubillah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took it for himself. In other words, what was the property of all the Muslims, and it had to be distributed in the Muslims, he accused Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of taking it for himself, which is totally wrong. It was nothing like that. And in the other narration is that in the battle of Uhud, and that seems to be more likely because the whole discussion is of the battle of Uhud, that certain people also said that they let us go and collect the spoils of war, especially those people who were deputed to protect that pass in the mountain. 50 of them and 40 of them left their position to come and collect the spoils of war. And they said that perhaps Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, whoever gets whatever it is his. In other words, it won't be distributed according to the law of Allah. Allah has a specific law that how the spoils, the booty of war must be distributed. How much must go in the state treasury? How much must be given to the mujahideen? There are specific laws. So some of them said that those laws won't apply, and whoever gets what, it will be his. This was also totally wrong. Allah Ta'ala now explained by revealing this ayat that every Nabi and the greatest of the Anbiya, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is absolutely no question, it cannot enter the mind of any person in any way, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will take from with the public treasury, from public funds for himself. It is right out of the question. And further, that is the correct version, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will not even distribute it wrongly. Exactly as Allah has told him to distribute it, he will distribute it in that way. So Allah says, وَمَا كَانَ لِنَبِيٍ أَيَّهُلْ. Or Nabi ka kaam nahi ke kuch chupa rakhe. And it is not the work of any Nabi that he will hide anything which belongs to the Muslims, all to them, that he will keep something for himself, that he will take from there and keep it for himself. There is no question of that. And also there is no question that he will not distribute it according to the commands of Allah. He will distribute it perfectly, correctly, as Allah Ta'ala has commanded. وَمَنْ يَغْلُلْ يَأْتِي بِمَا غَلَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ اور جو کوئی چھپاوے گا تو وہ لائے گا اپنی چھپائی چیزوں قیامت کے دن. And now the main purpose of this ayat, that we take a lesson. All those people particularly should listen very carefully who handle public funds. The money of the masjid, of the madrasa, public funds, they must be, it is for them really that we take a lesson. That whoever will steal from the public fund, use it for himself, he will come with it on the day of Qiyamah. And he will be disgraced in front of all the people. This disgrace will be in this way. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrate that whoever has stolen from public funds, in those days, for example, there were horses in the public funds, and people should give their zakat, horses, camels, etc. Then whoever stole a horse or two horses, it will be put on his back. And in front of all the people on the day of Qiyamah, it will be shown that this person had stolen from public funds. This disgrace and humiliation will be his lot. If we are stealing from public funds, money, whatever it is which belongs to the community, which are public funds, then this will be the disgrace on the day of Qiyamah, that it will be displayed to everyone that he stole this and this he kept for himself. One person asked Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, "Oh Abu Huraira, how will a person carry a horse or a camel on his back?" So Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu explained that Qiyamah day our bodies will be made so big that one tooth will be the size of Mount Uhud. So for such a big body to carry a camel or a horse won't be difficult. And ulama explained that today we see, for example, the Panama Canal. In Panama, where the ships pass through that canal, it is a fantastic thing what man has made, the gravity of salty water, sea water, and the gravity of river water, sweet water. On that basis, how the ships are moved meters high and how they pass through that canal, it is really mind-boggling. I don't know about the Suez Canal, how things are done there, but this is in the Panama Canal. And when today with a crane, how much goods are lifted, and one cargo ship or even a passenger ship, and today what big ships there are, and how much containers are in there. There are those ships which carry so many of cows and bulls. The whole ship, like a whole farm is on that ship. So when one ship which man makes can carry so much, what is it difficult for Allah on the day of Qiyamah for man to carry one horse or two horses or whatever he has stolen? It will not be difficult. This will be the initial punishment, his disgrace and humiliation in front of all the people. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ پھر پورا دیا جائے گا ہر کوئی جو اس نے کمایا. And then everyone will be punished in Jahannam according to the guna he committed. This on the day of Qiyamah, that he will have to carry on his head all that he had stolen. So that everyone can see this person, he was acting like a big mutawalli, like a very pious person, a big beard, kurta, topi, but in the meantime he was stealing from the public funds. It will be shown on the day of Qiyamah. And after that he will be punished for his guna in the fire of Jahannam. وَهُمْ لَا يُزْلَمُونَ اور ان پر ظلم نہ ہوگا. And there will be no oppression on them whatsoever. So handling public funds is a serious matter. A person must be very, very careful. We find our elders, our pious elders, predecessors, were so particular in this matter also. They, for example, they were teaching in the Darul Uloom, teaching their sabak. And that is for which the madrasa had given them the pillow to sit on, a cushion to sit on. And if somebody came for his private mashura, his own personal mashura, they should get off that cushion. And they said, the madrasa did not give us this for this personal work. Madrasa gave this to us to teach when we are teaching, not when we are making, though that was also public work, work for the people, the public. But they should not, they were so particular. There were those Madrasa ulama who were in charge of the kitchen in the Madrasa, the matbakh. And they should not even taste the food. To taste the food, it was it's right to see whether the food is right, too much salt, too strong, whatever. But that also. And their own food, they should get it from home. They shouldn't eat the madrasa food also. So all public matters and huququl ibad, the rights of fellow people, are very serious. Not only the mutawallis, but even with us, the rights of our wives, our children, especially when it comes to the case of inheritance and distributing the inheritance. How many people, they don't distribute the inheritance correctly. All that will be a terrible punishment on the day of Qiyamah. So we must be very careful. And here Allah shows that the Anbiya, and particularly Sayyidul Anbiya, our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will be 100% clear. There can be no question that na'uzubillah, any such azab will come where they will be disgraced on the day of Qiyamah. They will be given the greatest honor and the highest position. So that is the position of the Anbiya. So this matter of public funds and huququl ibad, the rights of fellow people, is not a small thing, it's a very, very serious thing. Allah, His own rights, He will forgive them wholesale. But the rights of people, He will say, first go to them and sort it out there, and then come here. In our business also, if especially like lay-bys, people leave things and then they say, we will, as we pay it off, for whatever reason they don't come. There are specific masalas attached to that. If somebody didn't take his change, we gave him his change and they didn't take the change, which happens common. And now it is left in our trust. We say, oh, this customer is gone. We went out looking if we can see him and give him his change, but he's gone already. Now what to do with that change? All that, there are rulings we must learn and do our business according to that. We can't just take it now for ourselves. It belongs to somebody else. It doesn't belong to us. When we got delivery of our goods and they delivered two pairs of shoes extra by mistake, that is also an amanat now. We must sort it out correctly. We can't just keep it. And we just think, like some people say, whenever they get a chance to steal, they say, we were lucky, just came our way. This is no lucky, and we got that shoes. It's our duty to return it again. So everything has to be done properly. Allah give us all tawfiq to understand and to make amal. Subhanallah.